This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, waliyya salihin. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, khatam al anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabi, wa man da'a bi da'watihi wa stanna bi sunnati ila yawmiddin. وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that He is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is His servant, His last messenger, the seal of the prophets. May Allah always constantly send peace and blessings to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and all those who call to his way to the Day of Judgment. As to what follows, I again remind myself and you of the critical importance of keeping the consciousness of Allah in front of us in everything that we do. And we judge our actions, we judge our beliefs, we judge our predictions based upon our submission to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in His mighty book, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, and let every soul look to what it put forward for tomorrow and fear Allah. Surely Allah is well aware of all that you do. And be not as those who forgot Allah, and so He made them forget themselves. Surely they are the disobedient ones. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gives us the guidance of establishing our relationship with Him. And not only having the fear and the hope and the consciousness, but that every person, every soul should not be caught up just on today, but we should look toward what we are putting for tomorrow. And so Allah guides us here with the concept of time. And again, we are in a period of time. We are in a consciousness internationally where people are reflecting on time, where people are feeling sorrow and grief around time, and where others are finding strength in time. And we need to remember, when we look at the situation in the world in terms of the COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, and this is what has seized the minds of people throughout the planet. It is now the number one issue in front of all of our news agencies, our discussions. It is around this pandemic. Last year, 2020, January 9th, was the first reported case of this COVID-19 in Wuhan, China. And it was in February that it started to go outside of China, and it hit Philippines and then France. And then, because of international travel, in February, cases started to come to Canada. Our first confirmed case was February 20th. But the cases continued. Reports started to come from around the world. And it reached the point that by the 10 days, the first 10 days in March that we have just gone through, 1 year ago, cases started to climb in Canada, to skyrocket. And exponentially, our authorities were forced to make critical decisions. And so between the 12th and the 22nd of March, the time we are living in right now, 1 year ago, state of emergency was called in the different provinces and territories in Canada. A year has gone by. And now when we look at the world, we find that there have been approximately 119,347,632 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 in over 219 countries. The total of confirmed deaths, and we know there are many unconfirmed, but the total of confirmed death is now 2,645,335 around the world. 2,600,000. We have to put things in proper perspective. And that is the beauty of having the consciousness of Allah, because we are holding on to the Creator, for whom time is the same. The past, the present, and the future for Allah is the same. And we reach out to the Creator. We think in terms of a revelation that gives us the past and also projects into the future. And so when we look at our past as a human race, we have to put things in perspective. And the Prophet ﷺ used to say to people who are suffering, always look at somebody who is lesser than you. Don't look at somebody who's necessarily better than you, but look at those who don't have as much as you, who are sicker than you, who are in more difficulties than you. Between 1346 and 1353, Europe, Asia, and North Africa were struck with bubonic plague, considered one of the worst plagues in history. 75 to 200 million people died. They estimate somewhere between 10 to 60% of Europe passed away at that time. The Spanish flu in 1918, 50 million people died. That's 5% of the world's population at that time. 5% of people living on earth passed away because of this plague. We have to remember in the lands that we are on in Canada that when Columbus bumped into America on his way to India and realized this huge continents that were here, there were over 75 million people living here with great civilizations, being able to benefit from Allah's creation and living in a symbiotic way, a natural flowing way with life. And then the European refugees came, conquerors coming out of Europe. Remember the 14th century, bubonic plague, 60% of Europe dead, cholera, measles, chickenpox, all types of diseases. And so they literally sought refuge in this part of the world, or wanted to conquer this part of the world and make new territories. And it wasn't their military prowess that conquered these lands. It was disease. And so this disease, this virus, it decimated approximately 90% of the native population. So when you think about 75 million people, you think about great civilizations in Canada, US, Central America, Caribbean, South America, 90% of the population was killed by diseases. And so disease, plagues, pandemics is part of life. It is something that we have to come to grips with, that is a reality. And when the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came to him in great difficulty, suffer, and they said, "Man najat? What is the way out?" Like we are saying, what is the way out? If there is a new variant, if it seems like the vaccine is only temporary, then what's the way out? The Prophet, peace be upon him, told them, "Amsik alayka lisanik." Control your tongue. "Wal yasa'ka baytik." And let your house become wide for you. "Wabki ala khati'atik." And cry over your mistakes. And so the Prophet ﷺ gave them an internal solution. He gave them a solution based on what they were doing and what they were thinking on the inside coming outside. And you would think that with difficulties outside, he would give them a political solution. He would give them an economic solution. But he told them, control your mouth. Control that which you eat. That which you say about people. Don't lie. Don't swear. Control your tongue. And he told them, when you look at your house, if there is difficulty outside, there is death outside, let your house become wide to you. Make your inner dwelling an expansion. Make that dwelling connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while you are doing this, cry over your sins. And this is the type of advice that we need today. When we think that the world is now coming in on us all around, from all sides, we need to see that connection on the inside of our houses, on the inside of our bodies, our hearts, our consciousness, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And recognize that this is a test. Yes, close to 3 million people have died. Wal-iyadu billah. But this is the human condition. This is what people have found themselves in from the beginning of time. And one of the great scholars of the internal Muslim, and we look inside as we cry for change, because again, our anthem, our theme, when we are crying for change, should be, "Inna Allah la yughayiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayiru ma bianfusihim." Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. Then the change will come. And it reached the point with the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, the best generation, when they felt surrounded by their enemies, they felt like death was upon them. They even shouted, "Meta Nasrullah?" When will the help of Allah come? And they found out from revelation, "Allah inna Nasrullahi qareeb." Yes. But the help of Allah is very close to you. It's very close. So we need to take stock of ourselves when we look at this time-based period that we're in now. After 1 year, the sun is coming out in the northern countries. It appears like people are coming out, but something's blocking us. Will we still be under a test? We need to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, sincerity to the Creator. That is the bottom line for us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us clear advice, and the great scholars of Islam showed us, if you want to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must have the concept of at-taslim li hukmi. You have to submit to Allah's judgment. You have to submit. Remember, Allah told us in Surah At-Talaq, "Inna Allaha balighu amri, qad ja'ala Allahu li kulli shay'in qadra." Allah will reach His purpose, and He has made a limit to all things. And so, we look at ourselves. What are the different conditions that we find ourselves in? And the great luminaries of Islam have shown us that people are in four conditions. People are in a condition where they are in goodness. They find things, ni'mah, comfort and blessings. And in that case, they need to show gratitude, constantly show gratitude. But some people find themselves in baliyah, in difficulties, and they need to show or to engage themselves in sabr, in patience and perseverance. Some people find themselves in good deeds. They find themselves doing righteousness. Allah bless them to be making prayers. Allah bless them to fast. Allah bless them, whatever the difficulty is, to give their zakat. Then they should thank Allah. They should recognize the mercy of Allah on those people. And we pray that we can continue to be of those people that Allah blessed. We have to recognize this blessing. But there are some that find themselves in ma'asiyah, that they're committing sins, and they need to make tawbah. They need to repent. And so in this time of the long haul, and that is the long distance race, this is a generation where people want things fast. They want everything in front of them. They want their food cooked immediately. They want their clothes immediately. They want everything in life to pop in front of us. That's not what life is about. Life is a process. And that process requires patience. It is the distance between a short distance runner and a long distance runner. The short distance runner has a burst of energy, bursts out, and gives everything and then expects a result. But the long distance runner gauges his strength and starts off strong, maintains his strength, and then continues along, gauging his body, at some point slowing down, at some points getting stronger, until he reaches the finish line and then comes with a burst. We are in a long distance marathon. And what is challenging about this marathon is that we don't know when it will end. And so we need to depend upon Allah, to have tawakkul ala Allah. We depend upon the Creator. Inna Allah balighu amri. Allah will reach His purpose. He has made a limit for all things. And so we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help the human race, this planet, would enable us to come out of this pandemic and back into normal life. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would enable us to benefit from the lessons that we have learned and are learning in lockdown. To keep distance, to be clean, to watch our mouths, to be more modest in our dress, in our relationship with other people, to know the limits within society, to stop polluting the atmosphere, killing the animals around us. If we gain these lessons, then inshallah, it was worth it. If we didn't, then worse is to come. Well, iyadu billah. May Allah accept those who have died under this COVID as shuhada, as martyrs. And may Allah protect our children, our families, and our ummah in this ongoing crisis. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ili muslimin min kulli dhanbin istaghfiru innahu هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Wardallahu an al-khulafa al-rashidin Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman wa Ali wa anna bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع ربنا يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله يرحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.